The legendary Miss Gloria Gaynor is on the line right now. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. It's music royalty. This is so cool. And I've got to ask you first off, what it feels like to have the most recognizable song in the world with I Will Survive. I mean, it's used on, you know, every TV show. Everybody knows it. What does that feel like?
It feels like the epitome of God's unmerited favor.
And you were so blessed to have that.
I am. I truly am. Yes. I really do feel that because there's no other explanation for the fact that not only is it the most recognized song or one of the most recognized songs, but that so many others have recorded it and yet they keep playing mine after 30 years. And they keep buying mine and they keep requesting mine and they don't recognize anyone else as the singer of I Will Survive.
I said
the song recorded 200 times by the artist.
Oh, that's incredible. Now, anytime we have classic artists with a song like that, and I think back to last year when we had the Village People on the show and YMCA, did you think when recording I Will Survive that it would have such longevity? I mean, that's what every artist hopes for, but that's tough to achieve.
That's what every artist hopes for, but, you know, that was 30 years ago, and I don't think when you're that young that you think that far ahead. You know, if you think longevity, you probably think 4 or 5 years. So the answer is no. I never thought it would last this long. I never even, like I said, never thought that far ahead. I did, however, think that it would be a huge hit because I recognized it as a song that was... one that everybody would and could relate to.
And you said it was recorded 30 years ago, so just for the record, I've got to tell our listeners, you recorded that when you were 2 years old.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was wondering, you know, how that was possible, seeing as how I'm really only like 29.
You had the headphones on in the womb, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and now you're still performing, still rocking it on stage. I know you'll be in New York in the coming days, and then South Africa, is that right?
Yes, leaving on Sunday.
Now, tell me what it's like being live on stage. Is it still as exciting as it was decades ago? Is there still that same excitement?
It truly is. It is amazing. The other thing, and the main thing that I am so ultimately blessed with is that I am one of those people who is able to do what I so thoroughly enjoy doing. Every time I hit that stage, all is right with the world.
Can you sum up in maybe like one emotion or one feeling your state of mind just before you go out there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know what it's like? And this is something anybody and everybody can experience. Okay, you've prepared your home in the most wonderful way that you could. Everything that you wanted is available to you to decorate your home, to have the foods, the drinks, the music, and the list of people that you want, and you're just about to open the door for the first guest.
That's how it feels. Gotta be an amazing experience. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was like the first time that you went on stage and did a live show?
The first time that I sang live? With my career?
Yeah.
No, I can't honestly say I remember that. I remember the first time I ever sang in public. But career-wise, no, don't really remember that.
Was there anything that shocked you about the music industry? I mean, people that aren't in it have one idea of what it's like, but then once you're actually in it, was there anything that you learned that you just thought, whoa, this is totally different than what I expected?
I don't think so. Except for the business side of it. When you're an artist, you don't even think that it's business. You don't even think business. You just think, you know, creatively. You think, I'm going to perform. I'm going to sing these songs. I'm going to have this group of musicians behind me. And it's going to be magic. And you don't think about all the business that has to happen before you get there.
What was the toughest part?
The toughest part was choosing management.
Wow.
Yeah, choosing and getting the right management, and I don't think I ever got that right until now.
And I guess probably one of the bigger exciting things would be the royalty checks that just keep coming and coming and coming.
Oh yeah, those are really exciting. I won't forget my first royalty check.
That never gets old.
Oh no. No. My first royalty check was $72,000.
Oh my.
And to me, that was like $1 million. It was very, very exciting.
We've got to get back to the music more with the legendary Miss Gloria Gaynor coming up right after this.
Top of the Charts!
We are back chatting with the legendary Miss Gloria Gaynor. And now, I mean, you've released a couple dozen albums, and you obviously know the music industry. So let me ask you about where things are going. Reality shows. I mean, people are critical of what they do to up-and-coming artists. People call them karaoke competitions. What's your take on it? Do you think newcomers doing songs by legends is a bad thing?
I don't think it's a bad thing at all. But what I do think is that the record companies are not... First of all, they're not headed by creative people. They're headed by business people nowadays.
Right.
There's no more A&R. You know, there's no artist management. There's no artist repertoire, you know, where somebody's really helping the artist to find the suitable songs. And there's none of that. There's none of that. And so there's no real guidance for a career. There's no career building in the record companies. They're kind of jumping on the bandwagon of something that the artist has already done. And the artists, for the most part, are very, very young and very inexperienced, and they don't know what to do. They just, you know, they're going on what they think. And then the record companies are not only headed by people who aren't creative. 9 times out of 10, they're 13 years old, so they don't have any experience, and they don't know what they're doing. And the public, I believe, is being robbed of the spontaneous creativity that can only happen between live musicians. Because they're using all this technology, and technology is great, but I think it's something that ought to add to and enhance creativity, not take the place of, and that's what's happening.
And I think one of the big things...
Record companies are more interested in packaging than they are in talent. They're not giving these young people the opportunity to show the creativity that they have inside. They're not allowing it to be brought out. So what they're doing by choosing to copy recordings from the past is hindering the creativity of these young artists, I believe.
And I think one of the things is that, especially in today's fast-paced world, I mean, you get that one shot to have a hit right off the bat. And in going with the legendary music, well, we already know those are a hit, so you can't go wrong with that, is probably what they think.
That's probably what they think, but even those, you can do the wrong thing with them and you still have a flop.
Right. And if that was the case, on your website you have messages of encouragement.
Mm.
So we could always turn to that. Tell me about those.
Well, I think I was born a teacher. It was what I wanted to be when I was in high school. If you saw my high school yearbook, you'd see I said I wanted to be a teacher or a singer. I really wanted to be both. And so in a way, I am both, because my songs, I believe, teach about life and bring hope and encouragement and empowerment, which is what teaching does. So that's what the messages of encouragement are. They're about helping people to learn about life and helping them get through life in the most productive and unhindered way.
And I know you're all, as you say, you're all about helping, and you support countless charities. And I would feel bad if I asked you to single out just one of them, but can you maybe just quickly tell us about a few of them that you're working with?
Well, I'm working with Christian Children's Fund. I support 6 children there. Susan Coleman Cancer Foundation. Breast Cancer Foundation, I support that. I'm on the board of the United Cerebral Palsy of Hudson County here in New Jersey. I support UNICEF, United Negro College Fund, there's so many, and all of them are worthy causes, and so, you know, I tend to choose those that are closest to my heart. I'm always anxious to do whatever I can for children. So, of course, the Christian Children's Fund and UNICEF.
Well, with all that, I mean, I'm exhausted just hearing about it. When do you sleep?
But, you know, it's good. When I write those checks, I feel really good about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel really, really good that I'm doing some good for some people who really deserve it, and the charities themselves, I've checked them out, and I always try to give to charities that I believe are really sending the bulk of the money to to the recipients, the beneficiaries of the charity.
And that's really sort of the message in life these days, is help out when you can. I mean, you're fortunate enough to have the ability to do something like that.
Yes, I am, and I highly appreciate it. And I think the best way to appreciate and show that you appreciate the blessings that you receive is to share them with others. So that's what I try to do.
Miss Gloria Gaynor, you know, they're telling me that we've got to get going. We're out of time, but we're going to keep chatting. So the rest of the interview is going to be posted on speakfreecelebwatch.com. Stick around for that. Let's get back to the music now on Top of the Charts. Miss Gloria Gaynor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Top of the Charts with Jeremy Bradley.
Gloria Gaynor chatting with us, and special thanks to our Top of the Charts listeners for tuning in to Speak Free Celeb Watch with the streaming audio. Now we're continuing on with Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah.
And now, naturally, I've got to ask you, because when we said that you're going to be on the show, we've had people asking, when's the next album? Come on.
Well, I am in August, I believe, August 1st. Hopefully it's going to happen. August 1st, I'm releasing a 4-song EP. Three of the songs are from my last CD that no one ever heard, because the record company folded the label that I was on without warning, right in the middle of the best album I've ever done. So I've taken 3 songs from that and a new song that I co-wrote with a writer named Sophie May from England, and I'm releasing that. I'm also still trying to pull together this gospel album that I've been doing for the last 10 years. And, you know, trying to get that out as well. That album, I'm more anxious and concerned about getting out. Well, not really anxious, but more concerned about getting out and more excited about getting out, because the proceeds from that, all of the proceeds from that, will go to a foundation that I'm going to set up, which is going to be called Living Waters, and it is a healing, learning, and recreational center for teenage parents. So all of the proceeds from any gospel recordings I do will go to that.
Wow, we'll cut you some slack, because you're so busy with all these charities and everything else that you have on the go. So we'll forgive you on this one for the break in the music. And you know what's interesting is that my birthday is August 1st.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Well, I think that that we're going to have a big party with and a release party at the same time. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah. Great.
And so we can keep up to date with you on your website. The address is
GloriaGaynor.com.
We'll be sure to check it out. The lovely Miss Gloria Gaynor, truly a music legend. Thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Top of the Charts with Jeremy Bradley.
All right, good. I've got it all.
Great.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
I don't know why I feel like Chatty Cathy this morning. It's not coffee, I guess.
We can keep going. Do you want to keep going?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
You've got all you need. I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Take care.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.